Why mistakes increase when you rush? When mistakes start to appear, many adults assume they need to try harder. They push forward. They speed up. They hope momentum will carry them through. But rushing almost always has the opposite effect. When you rush, the brain has less time to process what the hands are doing. Coordination becomes less precise. Memory struggles to keep up. This is why mistakes often appear in clusters. One small slip creates tension. Tension leads to more slips, and suddenly everything feels unstable. This is not because you lack ability. It is because the system is overloaded. The brain and hands need time to communicate. When you slow down, that communication improves. Slower playing gives your mind time to anticipate what comes next. It allows your hands to move with intention rather than reaction. And perhaps most importantly, slowing down reduces pressure. Pressure narrows attention. Calm widens it. Many adults are surprised to discover that when they slow a piece down, even significantly, mistakes begin to disappear. The music may feel less exciting at first, but clarity improves, accuracy improves, confidence improves. Speed is a result of comfort, not effort. Trying to force speed before comfort is established only creates tension. If you notice yourself rushing, treat it as information rather than a problem. It's a signal to slow down, to breathe, to simplify. You might reduce tempo, play one hand at a time, focus on a single chunk. These are not steps backward. They are steps toward stability. Learning piano later in life rewards patience far more than urgency. So when mistakes appear, don't push harder. Slow down. In the next chapter, we'll talk about staying calm and continuing forward when a mistake does happen without stopping or starting over.